Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes I see some groups, usually on television, but sometimes live, and I wonder exactly what it would take to evangelize them. It's usually when I see people loudly shouting in the streets, sure of their righteousness, sure that whoever they're shouting at is evil, sure that they have the world exactly just so, and that the world absolutely needs their street theater of self-expression. How exactly do you call such a people to the humbleness of the font? To a religion of blessed are the poor, the meek. To a confession that I am a poor, miserable sinner. How do you evangelize a people who feel that political violence is not only justified, but necessary? That CEOs deserve to get shot, that stealing is justified, and that the Ten Commandments are offensive. John chapter 10 is sometimes called the Good Shepherd chapter. Our lectionary has us read the entire chapter, but not consecutively. You get a piece of it every fourth Sunday in Easter over 3 years. The setting of the chapter doesn't really change from the preceding one. John 9 was the healing of the blind man who's brought back and forth with his parents in the Sanhedrin. Eventually they call Jesus back. And the end of it is Jesus confronting some Pharisees who ask Jesus, "Are we then blind?" To which Jesus answers, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains." In both cases, it's the question of self-righteousness. And I'm not ignorant of the one who sets out to preach, even if incidentally on self-righteousness, immediately comes off as self-righteous. But in this Good Shepherd chapter, Jesus is building an explicit contrast between the Pharisees, who claim to be the religious leaders of Jerusalem, and himself. And it's a contrast that will end when those Pharisees attempt to stone him in an act of political street theater. And so, in this year A of our 3-year lectionary, we read the first third of what leads to that stoning attempt. And it begins with two parallel movements, two amen, amen, truly, truly sayings. The first, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but comes in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." This is not the kingdom parables of the synoptics. It's a strongly polemical statement. There are the sheep, And these are the people of God. And the sheep, those people of God, have things to do. They have to leave the sheepfold and get back into the sheepfold. But the sheep tend to be complete idiots. They need a shepherd. And there are two types of potential shepherds in Jesus' figure of speech. There's the shepherd who enters by the door. And there are the false shepherds, the thieves and robbers, who climb in another way. And both of these will be trying to get the sheep to follow them. The polemic is that the Pharisees, in their self-righteousness, are attempting to steal the people of God from God himself, just as Satan attempts to steal us from God. But Jesus is the good shepherd. And the shepherds that Jesus sends, that the gatekeeper lets in, actually know the sheep. He calls his own by name. And as sharp as that polemic is between Jesus and the Pharisees, maybe even sharper is the one between the sheep and the implied goats. Or I think that my opening question, what would it take to evangelize such a people, is the wrong one. It gives us way too much power. Because what Jesus says is simply, the sheep hear my voice. And they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, for they do not know the voice of the stranger. There are sheep, the people of God. And they know the voice of Jesus. They will not follow thieves and robbers. If something is following the other's voice, they are not the sheep. Evangelism. And it's actually baked into the original meaning of that word. Is a pronouncement of good news. I have good news for you. Your sins are many and great. But God has taken away those sins. His Son, Jesus, took them to that cross. Your sins, which were many and great, have been paid for. Repent and believe the good news. We tend to think of evangelism as some program. Dare I say it, some bait and switch. Some means of attraction. Some dancing sheep. But in Jesus' polemic, it's simply speaking. The sheep know the voice, and they follow. Evangelism is being willing to speak with the authentic voice of Jesus. The example from our Acts reading is that the sheep, the people of God, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread and prayer, And day by day, the Lord added to their number. The Pentecost evangelism program was caring about the word and sacraments, and then caring about each other in fellowship. That's the voice of the shepherd. Love God and love your neighbor. If there's any real question in Jesus' polemic, it's to the individual sheep. Which voice are you following? Are you following a voice that confirms you in your natural self-righteousness? A voice that justifies everything that your passions want to do? Or are you following the voice that cries out, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near? Which is more a question of what are you? Are you a sheep? Are you a child of God, or are you the unspoken other? And I think that this is something that the second truly, truly saying, amen, amen, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The world puts forward no end of voices calling us this way and that. If you want your best life now, follow that voice. If you want riches, follow this one. If you want health, follow another. If you want power, we can tell you how to get it. If you want your heart's desire, we've got a secret for you. You stand before the door of all of your dreams. Just pick it and go. Of course, like the old game show, behind that door might just be a goat. And once you've picked the goat, the game is over. The sheep pen is for sheep. And Jesus alone is the door of the sheep. By Jesus alone do the sheep go in and out and find pasture. And how do you know the voice of Jesus? He doesn't cry aloud in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, nor a guttering candle put out. He simply brings forth justice, slowly, without growing faint. He calls you in righteousness, and he gives you a new covenant, a light for the nations. All those flashy doors yelling, pick me, not his. All those barkers telling you how great you are and all of your desires should be met. Not his justice. They are they all flash loudly onto the scene. Lead many astray, and then are heard no more. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's the same quiet voice. Your sins are many and great, but I have paid for them, and you are mine. Follow me. It's the same voice of the physician. You've fallen into a ditch. Let me set you right. While all the voices of Satan and the world and even our own guts tell us to grab everything we can now, because we won't get it later, Jesus says, fear not, for I am with you, and I will lead you beside the still waters. Jesus' polemic is not loud to the crowd. It's directly at each individual. Which voice am I following? What am I? A lamb of God? Or something else? Of course, one of the voices of the doors on offer is the one that would say, don't worry about which door you choose. They all lead to the same place. And that's where Jesus' polemic gets as tight as possible. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy by any means necessary. Get them out of the sheep pen through any door but the one door. And it's a lie that's partly true. All the doors but one do lead to the same place. Killing and destroying. The best lies are always grounded in a distorted truth. It's only Jesus that comes that they may have life and they may have it abundantly. And the sheep know the voice. They find the door. All that the Father has given him, Jesus finds. He is not lost a single one. And I know that the world is a chaotic place full of thieves and robbers. Fear not. You have a good shepherd. Listen for his voice. Amen.